This is the difference between experiencing hardness and being aware of hardness. For example, when there is the understanding of awareness of a characteristic and hardness is a characteristic, there is not just experiencing hardness as usual, but there is also a moment of being aware of that characteristic as a reality. Because one has heard before that citta arises only one at a time. At moment of seeing, there is no one, no self, no body from head to toe, no other people, no room at all. Only the moment which there is nothing but the experiencing and visible object. And when its hardness is exactly the same, there is no one, no body, no arms, no legs. But at that moment, only hardness is the object of the reality which is faculty of experiencing that hardness, nothing at all. At that moment, awareness is there because it is aware of that reality, so that Panya can see and discern the true nature of realities, not all together, but one characteristic at a time. So when it's not like that yet, but it's the beginning of the developing of sati, it's the moment of knowing or understanding that there is awareness of a reality. When it does not arise, nobody can think of its characteristic and its function at all. But whenever it's there, it is aware already by conditions. But it's not very often. That's why it's not like from this moment to another moment, but this moment with awareness and long moment without awareness until it arises again. So one realizes that it's there. And one can see the moments without awareness, with awareness, with understanding. And that is the characteristic of awareness of any reality at any time by conditions. So it's very natural as seeing and hearing follows one another alternately, unknowingly. So awareness can be like that, awareness of a reality and then no awareness, and awareness of any reality.
Just while May's thinking on that, a follow-up question about the naturalness that you mentioned, as natural as seeing and hearing. Because kusala qualities are to be developed, whereas seeing and hearing don't need to be developed. So it seems that it can't be quite as natural as seeing.
And what's in between seeing and hearing?
Just moments.
Lots of moha.
Lots of moments of apparent thinking.
Naturally.
Yeah,
yes, clinging is very natural.
So instead of clinging naturally, can there be right understanding and awareness as natural as that? Instead of ignorance?
Only if it's been developed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is meant by samma sati.
Yes. So unless it is that natural, then it's not going to be samma sati.
It is from the very beginning, but not as very skillful like that.
Yes. So if awareness is very weak, but still its arising will be natural.
And Panya knows that it's there because it's aware of an object. So there must be object of awareness that one can know whether it's hardness or seeing. And that's the beginning of understanding the meaning of khanda as well.
Khanda.
Yes. Because you see that rupa and all other realities arise and fall away so fast?
Yes.
Are they different or are they the same by conditions? Different or the same?
They must be different.
Well.
Right, by different conditions. So the one which has arisen and fallen away cannot be exactly the same as the new one at all. And by being aware of different rupas or even hardness and softness, one can understand what is meant by khanda, because softness is also different at different moment of being experienced by awareness. And hardness, no matter this hard or that hardness, they are different at different moment too. So the meaning of khanda is that which cannot experience anything is rupa khanda, but they are quite different as coarse or fine or inside or outside. So it's not just understanding the word, but the characteristic which is different is understood by being aware. So the khanda we can understand without reciting or trying to remembering what khanda is. It's whatever is conditioned to arise and falls away. And they're quite different from moment to moment.
I can understand when you say they're quite different from moment to moment, but why is that the same as khanda, which means heat or something?
Usually, one follows the book, right?
Yeah.
What khanda is, how it's classified,
right,
as inside and outside, coarse and fine, see? But that is not the direct experience. It's just remember, try to say what khanda is. But when one understands the reality, one understands why it's classified like that.
I never considered so much the softness or the hardness. Now it seems it feels hard. I cannot see so much difference. I never considered that.
So is that just the word in the book, even khanda? Rupa khanda is different, vedana khanda is different, sanya khanda is different. All sankhara khandas are different, and each moment of citta is different.
But for visible object, yes, because there are so many different colors, so that means also that it is a rupa khanda. And the sounds also, there is so much variety. Only through the touch, it's harder to see so much variety.
Touch your cheek and touch your soul. Same?
No, not the
same.
Yeah, the texture.
The smooth one and the rough one.
So, understanding sankhara khanda, which actually constitute many dharmas, is understanding each of those.
How many sankhara khandas are there? Do we have to know all of them?
We don't, but what's common about them when we come to understand khanda as khanda?
When one understands rupa khanda, cannot one understand the other khandas as well?
But it's not automatic if one does understand the rupa khanda. It doesn't just follow that one understands. Does the understanding not have to, or sati, know all those realities to really know them? Or is it just assumed that if you know rupa khanda, not really know rupa khanda, you'll know?
Someone tell us that rupa khanda is one khanda. Do we really understand that? Just remember that rupa khanda is one of the five khandas. Is that enough? Is that understanding? But when there is the direct experiencing a reality, then one can understand what is meant by rupa khanda and all other khandas as well. That is not just the words that can be directly experienced and understood as khanda. Why khanda?
So to go back to sati.
Yes.
It seems that sati's job or function is to be very precise.
Mm-hmm. Each one.
Each one.
Yeah, each characteristic,
so
each reality.
So that is actually what helps and supports this understanding of that, like the variety. And so it's fundamental for sati to be there for this other understanding to come afterwards.
There is one way to really understand reality, and that is satipatthana. Otherwise, it's only intellectual understanding, theoretical knowledge about khanda, about citta, about cetasikas. But whenever there is awareness, awareness is aware. That is a characteristic of a reality for sure. And sati is there, which is aware of it. So panya can develop better and better right understanding of that characteristic. That's why it is satipatthana, not patsapatthana, not vedanapatthana, not samadhipatthana, only satipatthana. So whenever sati arises, one can see the difference between sati and samadhi. Samadhi is concentration. It concentrates on an object. But awareness is not concentration. It is aware. Whenever it arises, it is aware of a characteristic. So it's different from concentration. Understand the development of kusala as samatha and vipassana, that it's not the wrong samadhi or mitra samadhi at all. Without understanding, people would like to have concentrated moment, no understanding, just want to have it. And that cannot be counted as samatha nor vipassana at all, because they're not kusala moments. There's no understanding either.
We talk about hearing the Dhamma and considering, and I understood by what you said the other day that that considering is not thinking, it's more than thinking.
It's thinking, but it's thinking about what? Not other things, but Dhamma.
Thinking with panya, not thinking with ignorance or attachment.
And this development, satipatthana, could we say it's like a habit? I thought the other day, when we were in Bodh Gaya, I kept turning the tap one way, but it wouldn't go because I was used to it the other way. And it really occurred to me, this tap turning has become a habit. Does right understanding become a habit like this?
Oh, you mean?
Well, it became so natural for me to go to the tap and turn it one way and no water. And that's when I thought, is it like the development of panya or the development of satipatthana? It must become like a habit, like so naturally, like that. Habits become natural.
Does one know what habits one have?
At a conventional level.
For example, some has habits of dana and some habits of sila. And some has habit of bhavana. In Pali, it is thanuppanisai, uppanisai, and siluppanisai, and bhavanuppanisai. The wholesome habits.
Could you say a bit more about bhavanuppanisya?
The development of panya. For some people, only dana and sila is enough. But some people, not enough at all.
But can bhavana nupanisaya happen without the other two?
Can there be only sila and dana without bhavana?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way, if there is bhavana nupanisaya, somebody has bhavana nupanisaya.
Can we understand the complexity of the accumulation eons and eons ago, which one is conditioned to arise in what life? One might have less dhanupanisai in that life, but bhavanupanisai much more. Or one can have dhanupanisai much more than bhavanupanisai. Like now, we cannot tell different moments. For Kunina, bhavanuppanisai, right? Can study and write books and bhavanuppanisai, as I can see. But I cannot tell for sure.
No. I'd like to ask something about the Satipatthana Sutta, to see the body and the body internally and externally. What is the meaning of to see it externally? To see the body and the body externally, and all the different applications of mindfulness externally. Bahida.
Yeah. Is this my hand or your hand?
External.
Yeah.
Is that all?
So it means, and I think of external, but it is not. And feeling too, the feeling of someone else.
As you think that this is internal and this is external, right? Understanding, understand realities as they are.
But the meaning of external.
Yes. You just told me that this is external, my yeah. hand is external, yeah. and your hand is internal.
And the feeling, and
yes.
the citta.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. If you see someone is crying,
yeah.
what do you think about that person's feeling?
I'm thinking.
Yes, you think?
He has dosa. Mm-hmm. But that's not awareness.
Yes, but you think about it.
I think
as
about it.
Someone's dosa.
As someone's dosa.
Yeah. It's can there be right understanding right
of,
then
of
that there is no one at all?
Of the thinking.
When right understanding arises, it can understand realities as they are.
There's even the other person, there is no one.
Otherwise, there will not be awareness when there is thinking about the others.
That's important subject. I'd like to hear more about it.
Anytime, yeah. So as tea time, all time is tea time, so all time is such the time.
Yeah, so we see people all the time and
yeah,
do different things.
So,
all
people.
Day,
yeah.
all day, how can it help me?
So there can be awareness anytime, whether you're thinking about yourself or thinking about other people. There's citta, there's vedana, there's sanya, there can be awareness of any reality. It doesn't make any difference.
But there may be just visible object when seeing the people doing things.
But after visible object, there's thinking about people. But
yeah.
at that moment, the citta, which is thinking, whether it's thinking about other people or thinking about the microphone, it doesn't matter, it's the reality, so it couldn't be awareness of it.
Yeah. Is it enough?
But Acharya is saying that when we are aware of another person crying,
no, she's not saying being aware of another person crying when there's thinking about another person's crying. Awareness can't be aware of another person crying. Awareness
right,
can only
right.
be aware of reality.
So when thinking about another person's crying, that would be external, but that's just thinking.
It's just thinking about the other
yeah,
person.
That's my question.
When and what is not thinking?
Satipatthana, when there's a moment of
satipatthana. After seeing, no matter when and where, that is thinking after seeing,
right?
So it doesn't matter whether one is thinking about oneself or the others.
It's still
so,
thinking.
So awareness of thinking.
Yeah. There can be awareness at that moment.
Of what?
Of a reality.
And what would that be?
Which the crying of the other is a condition to awareness to arise.
Awareness of what?
Anything.
Reality.
Yeah.
Chitta,
uh-huh.
Veda,
right, but,
Sanya.
But it wouldn't be feeling that's being the object of sati. It would be
why not?
Thinking. Oh, I mean,
any reality.
Right. But,
conditioned
but,
by that particular thinking about those particular concepts.
But that wouldn't be external.
External just means conditioned by thinking about other people as opposed to thinking about one's body or something here, like the child crying is external. The thinking is conditioned by the other people. It's
right.
External.
So when we talk about external, I mean differentiate between external and internal, either way it's just thinking in terms of external and internal.
Exactly.
Either way, so it can be anywhere.
So any reality
yeah.
can be object of
satipatthana. But that's so difficult, any reality. It seems rather vague when we hear that.
All right, even there's no thinking about the others, can there be awareness right now?
Can.
Yes. Of yeah. what object, see? We don't have to say in advance what object is object of awareness. It depends on awareness itself. So when there is thinking about the others, why it hinders the awareness to know whether it's internal or external?
No,
just
no,
anything.
Yeah.
yeah.
But we read that in the sutta, and then we like to understand.
Because
yeah.
any time, it's sati time.
Yeah. That's a good one.
whether thinking about something high or low or internal or external or this set of concepts or another, it doesn't make any difference. So it's just differentiating between this set of concepts and another set.
When Nina asked and Achan said, knowing the other person's dosa, I was wondering, what is that knowing?
Thinking about the other person's dosa, not knowing the other person's dosa.
No, we couldn't know.
No, can only think about it. Mm.